a person identify either for themselves or recognize feelings in others of being overwhelmed, isolated, suffering from caregiver burnout, constantly hearing news of COVID death rates. So what are the ways to address mental disconnection amid a social distance environment we're living in?
When we are overwhelmed, we experience it as anxious feelings, like everything is just too much to deal with, especially when we're already tired, right? So this can lead to even physical reactions, like tightness in the chest, heart beating faster, anger, limited patience, even to the point of a panic attack if we do not address these feelings. And on the other hand, it can be experienced as shutting down and feelings of giving up, because taking care of everything and worrying about everything all the time is just exhausting. So shutting down or disconnecting can look like expressing less emotion than usual, not listening to others, or not being as empathetic and caring as we used to be, not being able to invest as much in relationships or be involved in other people's lives, activities, and so on. So it's important to allow ourselves to not do everything or not do it perfectly, not being everything to everyone. And then instead of isolating, we can try to communicate with others and set some boundaries, be open with our feelings and explain that we just cannot extend ourselves any further right now.
Some of the experts say at times it's good to just turn it off, turn off the news, get off the websites. But how can someone strike a balance between turning it off to get a break, but yet still staying informed?
If we truly feel like, oh, I'm getting so much and I need all this, then by all means, you know, we can continue to do it. How is this helpful? Is this helping me make a plan, change some things, figure stuff out for myself? Or is it just feeding my anxiety and my fears and overwhelms me more? If it's hurting us, then we probably need to decide what is the best source that we found most helpful, and then decide, do I need 15 minutes of this? Do I need 2 times a day of this? What do I need to cover my needs?
For those battling a mental illness and are told to avoid crowds and social distance, how could a second wave of COVID-19 impact them? And can you suggest ways someone can assist a person with a mental illness with the social, political, and economic unrest which is occurring in addition to the ongoing pandemic?
If someone is more vulnerable, they probably need more of our attention, more often check-ins. And it depends on the mental illness and the severity of it. So it's how much they can take care of themselves and their appointments, or how much support they need. It is really important for sure to continue to see the mental health service providers that have been helping them all this time. Then medications, for sure. We have to make sure we have our prescriptions filled, and then alleviate the stress of not knowing if we can get to the store in time, you know, if we can fill it in time. So the first available date we have to go and get that refill, then we should go and do that. Routines are also very important for all of us, but especially when we are more vulnerable emotionally. And the same with reaching out to friends, connect with people, even more having like an accountability partner, a support partner, because when we are emotionally vulnerable, we need even more stability and constancy in our lives.
Self-care has been the experts' buzz phrase for persevering through this pandemic. Have we become desensitized to this advice, and what other coping methods are attainable?
Self-care is a large umbrella. It's just even more important when we are under intense and prolonged stress like this past few months. I think what fatigues people and makes them feel like they cannot take care of themselves any better is the constant effort that many times it doesn't yield the results we would like or expect. So I think taking some time to really be aware of how we feel and what leads us to feel this way. If we do that, it helps us feel more in control, because feeling powerless over things increases our anxiety, makes everything feel worse than it is. So if we become more intentional, more self-aware, then we can make more conscious decisions on what we need and what we would like to do about it.
Thank you again for your time.
Thank you.